Hi Booland, this is my quick review and comparison of the Asus Nexus 7 tablet, which I bought on Wednesday, and I'm comparing it head to head with the BlackBerry Playbook tablet, which I bought in order to test my suitability and tablet suitability with me, and I found I liked it so much so that I'm going to give it to my parents as a sort of freebie Christmas present, and I'm going to stick with the Android tablet to myself. So yes, actually, as a sales pitch, the BlackBerry did exactly what it intended to do. I'm now a kind of reluctant convert, I suppose. Right, so let's talk about the Android tablet, the pluses and the minuses, and just sort of generally description of it. Right, the description is it's a fairly straightforward tablet, 7-inch diagonal screen, about 9 inches from top to bottom, corner to corner. It's fairly thin, it's fairly light. It's quite functional design. There is two buttons on the side, on the right-hand side at the top. There's a volume rocker and a lock key. And at the bottom, there is the USB charger stroke data connection thingy-majig, dock, whatever you want to call it. The back is kind of rubbery and textured. It's nice and easy to hold. And it's curved too, so you can hold it in two hands quite comfortably. But it is nothing like as beautiful as an iPad, which I saw, wanted, coveted, and then remembered it came with iTunes and decided that we'd better not get married at all, we'd just better stay friends at a distance at that, for that matter. Yes, it's functional rather than beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it, it's not ugly, and you can certainly walk out of the house and use it on the train with an element of pride. And it is the second biggest selling tablet in the UK, so quite a few people agree with that. It runs stock Android, no skins, nothing fancy schmancy on top of that, but that's no bad thing. It's quite easy to use if you've got a Samsung phone like I have. Getting through the idea of not having the skins to make things pretty is fine. You just get to the guts of Android and everything works as you kind of expect. It runs Jelly Bean 4.2, I think it is. It updated itself as soon as I got it anyway. Which is a bit of a bone of contention, which I shall go into at some length later on. The actual user experience of using it, there's mostly pluses. The screen is not as good as the Apple, it's not as saturated, it's not, the colours aren't as vivid, and the screen resolution is actually pretty good, it's very clear, but that lack of sunlight legibility doesn't help much, especially if you're using it trying to find your next track on a bus. I found it quite hard work yesterday to angle it in a certain way so I could actually see what I was seeing, even with the screen on full power. The plus is that the battery goes on forever. It seems that I've had it since Wednesday, and I'm down to the second charge now, and it's only halfway down the meter, so I trust it's going to run out sometime this evening, and that's with having Wi-Fi on for a good chunk of the time. The sound output via the speakers is nothing like as good as the BlackBerry. This saddens me because the BlackBerry was a real deal maker. If you want to use it as a multimedia device, particularly for listening to radio or any kind of MP3, it's lovely. It's really good. This, on the other hand, is functional. It's not as rich sounding or boomy, bassy, whatever. It's not as loud either. So, moderately disappointed there. Another criticism, and this is where the Android update I mentioned comes into play, is that it does not support, or rather the iPlayer does not support it at the moment, which I am very, very cheesed off about. Sorry, that text message. I've lost my track now. So, look, it's the second biggest tablet, it's the second biggest selling tablet in the UK. Google, BBC, whoever is not listening to this. Do something about this. It's not acceptable that this tablet isn't being supported by the iPlayer. It's one of the reasons I bought it. And for the time being, it could be months now until there's a new release. This whole business about the Flash, stroke HTML, stroke BBC multimedia player bolt-on, which my phone seems to have acquired with no difficulty and seems to work sweetly enough just as it is, does not appear to work on 4.2. And this cheeses me off, as I've mentioned just now. I'm growling a bit because it annoyed me such a lot when I discovered this. However, what else can I say about it? Yeah, it's fairly sweet. It's a nice little introduction into the tablet world. I'd recommend it still, despite the lack of BBC. I'm trusting that's going to get sorted out in the fullness of time. I'm speaking very fast because I'm running out of time here. I've only got the cheap 5-minute version of Audioboo. That's good. See you later, chaps. Bye-bye.